ABC Radio Australia.
It's been 4 months since the Australian-funded Coral Sea Cable was switched on. It was meant to bring faster internet to Solomon Islands and Papua New Guinea. But customers are still waiting for those promised benefits, with the rollout in PNG held up by internet companies refusing to switch over because of a pricing stash. In Solomon Islands, the rollout has been much smoother. But as Evan Wisuka reports, it may still take many years before the full benefits of the new cable are passed on to the public.
The Chicago Bulls pick Michael Jordan.
Here's Jordan down the middle all the way.
It's weekend in Honiara, and Uriel Matinani is catching up on his favorite documentary on Netflix.
Look at this crowd up on their feet. There's a kaboom.
I used to be following the documentary series with Michael Jordan on Sunday, which is Monday our time. On a weekend like this, I'll just ask my wife, what do you want to watch? just browse. But when she's asleep, I'll go back to my documentary because I like watching documentaries.
A year ago, this wouldn't have been possible. But thanks to the Coral Sea Cable, he and other mobile phone users in the capital now have access to faster internet.
The Coral Sea Cable will have an amazing transformational impact on the government and people of Solomon Islands who, for their entire existence, have not had access to the kind of high-speed, high-capacity, reliable and cost-effective internet access that they'll get through this cable.
It's been 4 months since the undersea internet cable, funded mostly by Australia, was switched on. And once it was, the idea was that telecommunication companies would switch away from expensive satellite internet to the better quality and cheaper fibre optic connection. And prices for customers would also go down. Hagai Arumai is Solomon Islands' acting telecommunications commissioner.
It will not have a massive change at the moment. I mean, gradually.
Internet from the Coral Sea Cable is sold by a wholesaler to the country's internet providers. Mr. Arumai say the price at no more than several hundred US dollars per month is low to draw companies away from the thousands spent on satellite data.
The operators, they have contracts with the satellite companies up to 2021-22, so they honour that agreement first. So we won't expect so much impact on the pricing reduction.
All four internet providers have hooked up to the cable, but so far only the largest operator, Telecom, has put its mobile phone service in Honiara, Auki and Noro onto the cable. This is how Mr. Matinani is able to watch Netflix and use social media, but Telecom's other services like broadband still rely on satellite. Mr. Arumai says the transition to the cable is expensive, and for some telecommunication companies, it will still take time. But the longer it takes, the more customers will be out of pocket.
We don't expect to be cheaper in the shorter term, but maybe in the long run, when all the traffic goes into this cable from all the operators, when they sort of ended the contract with the satellites. So hopefully in 2 years or 3 years' time.
Dr. Amanda Watson is a research fellow at the Department of Pacific Affairs at the Australian National University and a specialist in mobile telecommunications. She's noticed the digital divide.
I have a couple of other assistants who are in Honiara who are also doing mobile internet speed tests for me on their smartphones. And generally that seems to be better than the research assistant who's located in Malaita province.
Dr. Watson says ever since the Coral Sea Cable project was announced, there's been growing anticipation about the prospects of a better service.
There was much discussion about whether internet reliability and speed would be improved and prices would decrease. But the reality is that things are a bit more complicated than that.
But the head of the Telecommunications Commission says it's not as simple as plugging into the cable. Companies also have to upgrade their transmission towers and infrastructure to handle the larger bandwidth.
We are in negotiating and enforcing that one of the big issues is that they must share the tower for to cut down the cost.
While it may take some time yet for internet prices to drop for the public, in the capital, Uriel Matinani is making the most of the 4G internet on his mobile phone.
I can activate more into my personal uses on YouTube platforms or even those other photo platforms where you can upload. It's much easier, it's faster. And I can share a bit of my own personal work on these platforms. Like last time, I had to wait a lot of time just trying to upload this thing, so I just put it off.